My name is Aiden Joshua Delgado. I'm 23 years old. I'm a veteran of the Second Iraq War. I served 1 year in Iraq, 6 months in Nasiriyah, 6 months in Baghdad Correctional Facility at Al-Mamre'. I just want to say that I'm not a politician, I'm not a general. I was an E4 specialist. I was the least of soldiers. And I'm just here to give my experience, my narrative, and what I saw in Iraq. And maybe it'll touch on some larger issues or bring home a little bit of the reality from the war. I didn't get recruited. I recruited myself. I walked to my reserve recruiter and I said I wanted to join the reserves. I signed my enlistment contract on the morning of September 11th. Just after I signed, my recruiter said, oh, you should go see this on TV. Something just hit the World Trade Center. So I saw the towers burning. And after that, obviously, everything changed. The nature of being a reserve has changed. And working closely with these prisoners was what really began to change my mind and my heart about serving in the war. Before, I just intellectually thought it was a bad idea to go to war in Iraq. When I saw the faces of the people that I was hurting, that I was assisting in hurting, I really began to change on a spiritual level. I looked at these guys and I thought, man, these are young, poor, uneducated guys who didn't have a lot of choices in their life and are forced to fight us. And I looked at the guys in my own unit and I thought, man, we're exactly the same. All the guys in my unit were young, poor, didn't have the best education, didn't have the best choices in life. And when I came to that realization, I felt all my fighting spirit just sort of bleed out of me. And I looked at these people and I thought, why in the world would I ever hurt them? What, you know, why would I do that? What is the purpose of me being here? I've been a Buddhist for nearly 2 years before I arrived at this point in the Iraq War. But my spirituality, like most people's spirituality, just kind of been in the back burner. Something you don't really think about, you don't really act on. But being in Iraq forced me to take a moral stand and to decide whether I was going to be a person who sits back and thinks about Buddhism, or whether I'm going to be someone who makes it a statement publicly and actively chooses to uphold their beliefs. And the third... In about the third month I was in Iraq, I went to my commander and I handed in my SAW, my squad automatic weapon, and I said, look, I'll stay, I'll finish my tour, I'll do my job as a mechanic, I'll do everything you say, but you can take this weapon back because I'm not going to fight, I'm not going to kill anyone with it because I believe that war is wrong and killing is wrong. The moment I told my command I didn't want to fight, that I thought the war was wrong, they turned immediately hostile. The first thing they did was they took away the hard ballistic plates they go on my vest in the front and the back. They said, oh, if you're going to be a conscious objector, you're not going to fight, you won't need this armor. Then they took away my home leave, which is the 2 weeks of leave that every soldier gets during the war. The most precious possession of a soldier. And they said, we can't send you home, you're a flight risk. Because you're trying to become a conscious objector, you won't return. So I didn't get to take my leave until the last month that I was there in Iraq, serving 12 months. They told everybody in the unit what I was doing. So all of a sudden, all the guys I'd known wouldn't sit with me, wouldn't eat with me, wouldn't talk with me, check me as they go by, one guy attacked me in the yard. All these sort of petty things to make me recant, to make me take it back. The more they pressured me and the more they tried to force me to recant on being a conscious objector, the more adamant I became that I was going to win. And 18 months later, after I served my whole year in Iraq, I was ultimately honorably discharged as a conscientious objector.